This past week, we in the diocese have had the great privilege and joy of celebrating not one, but two ordinations to the priesthood. Two men who have given their lives in the service of our Lord as His priests. And of course, I've asked last week, and I ask again, please do pray for Fathers David Wilkins and Garrett Nelson, that their ministry might be quite fruitful. Well, I've known these men for several years as they've gone through their seminary lives, David longer than Garrett. And as I saw them become ordained, first leading up to ordination, and then during their first Mass, I saw the joy and the love that they have. And not just joy, the excitement that comes with a big event in our life. You know, we all have those events in our lives that are major milestones in our lives, and there's always that excitement and joy. But a joy and excitement and a love for our Lord and to serve our Lord. I really saw in them the joy that we're all called to have, the love that we're all called to have for our Lord. And the feast day that we celebrate today is very much a sign of that love of our Lord as well. The story of Saints Peter and Paul is very much a story of love of our Lord. It's a story of the love that we are called to have as disciples of our Lord. When we look at Saints Peter and Paul, we see some similarities in their life as they're recorded in the scriptures, both in the Gospels and later in the Acts of the Apostles and the letters, the epistles in the back of the New Testament. We see that both Peter and Paul were zealous for God. They had so much love for God that they were zealous and they wanted to be faithful to Him. Peter, sometimes that zealotry, that his zeal became so much that he ends up putting his foot in his mouth several times as he's talking to our Lord. "No, Lord, I would never betray you. Even if I die, I won't betray you." He does betray our Lord. With Paul, that zeal shows itself as a zeal to follow all the dictates, all the commandments of Judaism, every letter of the law. And because he had that zeal, he wanted to personally stamp out these renegades, this split away sect that they so-called Christians. His zeal led him to try to exterminate the early church. But both Peter and Paul had a conversion. They had a radical change of heart. Yes, Peter denied our Lord three times as our Lord was being led to the cross. But yet we see his change of heart today. He came back to our Lord and he professed his love for our Lord one time for every time he denied our Lord. With Paul, his conversion was even more radical. He actually was hit by lightning. He was knocked down, was blinded, couldn't see. But his heart changed. He saw our Lord for who he was and became a radical defender and evangelist for the faith. And that's the third point. They were both bold in proclaiming the gospel. Look at Peter and John in the first reading. They went out. They were at the temple and they saw this man who was sick. He needed healing. And Peter proclaimed the good news that healing was available to him through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that man was healed. He no longer had to beg. Paul, he tells us in the letter that he went out as soon as he was converted. As soon as he had his conversion, went out and proclaimed the good news throughout the world for a couple of years. And then he came back and met with the rest of the apostles, or with a couple of the apostles. And then finally, both were willing to give their lives to out of love for our Lord rather than deny him. They loved our Lord so much and they wanted to proclaim his gospel so strongly that they gave their lives at the hands of the Roman Empire. The only difference, just as I reflect on their lives, The only difference that I could see was not what they did, but who they evangelized. St. Peter, his mission of evangelization that was given to him by our Lord was for the Jewish people, the descendants of the people of Israel, those to whom our Lord came first, those to whom the Word of God came first. Peter's role in the early church, other than to be the rock on which the church was founded, "You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church," as we hear in Matthew's gospel, but was also to proclaim that good news that the Jewish Messiah, the Savior of the world, had come into the world. He proclaimed that to the people of Israel. Paul, on the other hand, he went out into the Gentile lands. He went out into the lands of those who had not heard of this Jewish God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In his role in the early church was to establish the church in these regions where that message had not been heard. That message that there truly was one God who created the whole world. This one God who sent his Son to save each and every one of us, whether Gentile or Jew, whether Greek or Hebrew. His job was to proclaim that, and he did that through much of his life, and he traveled far. It's fascinating to look at a map of where he traveled to proclaim the gospel, because he wandered all over the region around the Mediterranean Sea, even though it was at a time when the fastest travel was by ship or by horse. There were no cars, there were no buses, there were no planes, but he traveled widely proclaiming this good news. These two men, St. Peter and St. Paul, are for us examples of what it looks like to live as a disciple who is on fire for our Lord, who loves our Lord, and who is open to having a heart converted, to have our heart returning to our Lord, and to be bold in proclaiming the faith that we've received, this beautiful saving faith from our Lord. And yes, what it looks like to be willing to give our very lives for that gospel, for the good out of love for our Lord. May we be able to live up to that example. May we ask God to open our hearts. May we have hearts opened for that conversion which we need. May we have that zeal that leads us, or that comes from the love that we have for our Lord. May we have the willingness to proclaim that gospel. And may we be willing to even give our very lives if our Lord asks us to do that, in the example of St. Peter and St. Paul. So tonight we ask them to intercede for us, that we may follow their example and may show the world the love of the Lord, which they were willing to show the world.